Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, November 26, 2018. Welcome to day 676. The National Climate Assessment concluded that global warming is already transforming where and how we live and presents growing challenges to human health and quality of life, the economy, and the natural systems that support us. The findings from the landmark scientific report issued by 13 U.S. federal agencies are at odds with the Trump administration's environmental deregulation agenda, which Trump claims will lead to economic growth, as well as its plans to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. The report predicts that the effects of global warming could eliminate as much as 10% of the U.S. economy by the end of the century, and it warns that humans must act aggressively now, quote, to avoid substantial damages to the U.S. economy, environment, and human health and well-being over the coming decades, end quote. The first report, which was released in November 2017, concluded that there is no convincing alternative explanation for the changing climate other than, quote, human activities, especially emissions of greenhouse gases, end quote. Trump recently questioned the science of climate change, saying that, quote, I don't know that it's man-made, end quote, and claiming that the warming trend could very well go back. Meanwhile, the Trump administration claimed that it reached a deal with Mexico's incoming government to hold asylum seekers in Mexico while their claims are being processed through U.S. courts. The incoming Mexican government, however, denied that it had reached any such agreement with the Trump administration, which Trump is calling Remain in Mexico, and the Mexican government insisted that the talks of a deal were premature. U.S. border agents fired tear gas on migrants who were protesting near the U.S.-Mexico border after some of them attempted to cross using a train border crossing. The fumes were carried by the breeze toward unarmed families hundreds of feet away. Mexico's Interior Ministry said around 500 migrants were involved in those protests, which were aimed at gaining faster processing for asylum claims for Central American migrants, but it was a smaller group of migrants who broke away and tried to cross through the train. The border was shut down in both directions for several hours. And finally, a judge denied Trump's request to throw out a lawsuit alleging that he used the Trump Foundation for personal and political purposes. The lawsuit alleges that Trump, along with Ivanka and Trump Jr., engaged in, quote, extensive unlawful political coordination with the Trump presidential campaign, repeated and willful self-dealing transactions to benefit Trump's personal and business interests, and violations of basic legal obligations for nonprofit foundations, end quote. A lawyer for the Trump Foundation tried to have the case thrown out by arguing that a sitting president cannot be sued and that the Trump family didn't knowingly do anything wrong. He claimed that the suit was an act of political bias. And in the polls, Quinnipiac says 59% of Americans disapprove of the way Trump is handling race relations and 35% approve. And now to the notables. One, Jared Kushner directed the Department of Defense and State to inflate the value of arms deals between U.S. and Saudi Arabia from around $14.5 billion to $110 billion. Two, Trump launched 238 drone strikes against Yemen, Pakistan, and Somalia during his first 2 years in office, compared to 2009 and 2010 when drone President Barack Obama launched only 186 drone strikes on those same countries. Three, the Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to take up three cases that challenged Trump's decision to ban transgender people from serving in the military. Four, Jeremy Corsi rejected a deal from Robert Mueller to plead guilty in one count of perjury. Five, George Papadopoulos was ordered to begin his 14-day prison sentence today for lying to the federal investigators during the Russia probe. Six, the head of Russian military intelligence died after a long and serious illness. Seven, the Office of Special Counsel is looking into whether Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker violated the Hatch Act, which prohibits federal employees from accepting political contributions. And finally, Bill Shine, the White House Deputy Communications Chief, will continue to receive payments from his $8.4 million Fox News severance package over the next 2 years, while he continues to be paid by the White House at the same time. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.